What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, a ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and all his devices. Today, we are talking about porn and sex dolls. We're in a series called Sex and Family, and we need to address, you know, this issue in American society, particularly with porn being a billion-dollar industry, and then sex dolls are on the rise. So I'm going to share some statistics about these two things, and I'm going to give you the reasons behind why this is happening and the solution. So let's get right into it. I found an article from Conquer Series. I think they specifically, this is a Christian ministry, I think, dedicated to helping people overcome pornography. They have an article called 15 Mind-Blowing Statistics About Pornography in the Church. And there's some interesting facts here that they got gathered. Now, you can look at the article yourself and, you know, they gave 15 different facts here that they've compiled, and I'm just go down the list and just share them with you. So number one is over 40 million Americans are regular visitors to porn sites. The average visits last 6 minutes and 29 seconds. There are around 42 million porn websites, which totals around 370 million pages of porn. The porn industry's annual revenue is more than the NFL, NBA, and MLB combined, right? Their annual revenue is more than these three entertainment entities combined. It is also more than the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC, right? 47% of families in the United States reported that pornography is a problem in their home. Pornography use increases the marital infidelity rate by more than 300%. 11 is the average age that a child is first exposed to porn, and 94% of children will see porn by the age of 14. 56% of American divorces involve one party having an obsessive interest in pornography websites. 70% of Christian youth pastors report that they have had at least one teen come to them for help in dealing with pornography in the past 12 months. 68% of church-going men and over 50% of pastors view porn on a regular basis. Of young Christian adults 18 to 24 years old, 76 actively search for porn. So a lot of people are doing this. Continuing on here, 49% of pastors said that married men seek their help for porn use. 33% of women at age 25 and under search for porn at least once a month. Only 13% of self-identified Christian women say they never watch porn. 87% of Christian women have watched porn. 55% of married men and 25% of married women say they watch porn at least once a month. 57% of pastors say porn addiction is the most damaging issue in their congregation, and 69% say porn has adversely impacted the church. Look at the last point here. Only 7% of pastors say their church has a program to help people struggling with pornography. So the church isn't doing what they're supposed to do. But this is typical of the mainstream Christian church. They don't have solutions to problems. They just want you to come and spend your money and sell you religious ideas that don't work. So that's the stats. There's a lot of people looking at porn, basically, and a lot of so-called Christians and pastors and family members, married people, all of this stuff. So that's the deal with porn there. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So here's about sex dolls. The usage and ownership of sex dolls is on the rise worldwide. The global sex toy market is expected to grow by about 9% between 2019 to 2026, with approximately $28.64 billion to around $52.7 billion in that time period. So it's a lot of money in producing sex dolls, and a lot of people are buying them. Okay, it's a lot of money in this, all right? So this is what people are doing. And so let's talk about this sex doll, some stats about this. This is from an article from the cosmopolitan.com. And the title is 9 Insane Facts About Sex Dolls. So I'm not going to read the whole article. I'm just going to give you the points that they bring out here. Number one, there's a man in Michigan who is married to a sex doll. Dave Cat, is not legally married to his sex doll, but he sees as his wife. You may recognize him from TLC's My Strange Addiction. He also owns two other dolls that he considers companions. They each have Twitter accounts. I've also listened to several interviews by different men about their sex dolls. So he's not the only one, like I said, that's out there. But it's a lot of people doing this. But, you know, this guy claims, I think a lot of people have seen that documentary or that story about that man. Number two here, in Japan, they sometimes call sex dolls Dutch wives because some of the first sex dolls were invented by Dutch sailors who were on the open sea for months and needed, quote unquote, help. In other words, they wanted to have sex. They had no access to a woman, though. So they fashioned clothed puppets that the French referred to as a dame de voyage and Spanish sailors called dama de viaje. In both instances, it roughly translates to lady travel. Dutch sailors made them out of leather and then traded them to the Japanese, who still use the weird term to this day. All right, number four here, Barbie was based on a sex doll. I'm not going to go into that, but so it's a company called Real Doll, and they manufacture female dolls mostly, but it does manufacture male dolls, and but it only makes up 10% of these. See, so women are buying these dolls as well, but only 10%. Number seven here, people who are super into real dolls are called idolaters. So some people think they worship their dolls. It says that there's an entire fandom around the dolls, with some men treating them as real companions. Most of these men say that they became idolaters because they find women too difficult to deal with. And that's what I keep hearing from these interviews that I watch from men who have sex dolls as companions. They keep saying, the women, I can't deal with the women. They were married twice, divorced, they got children, and now they're by themselves, and they're sitting up here next to a doll talking about, I really can't interact with women. So continuing on here, it says, most of these men say that they become idolaters because they find women too difficult to deal with. Dave Cat explains, 98% of the idolaters and technosexuals I know treat their dolls like goddesses. Dolls don't possess any of the unpleasant qualities that organic flesh and blood humans have. A synthetic will never lie to you, cheat on you, criticize you, or be otherwise disagreeable. Number nine here, I'm going to just skip over a few of them because Howard Stern is pretty much solely responsible for the popularity of modern sex doll. In the 90s, he ordered a real doll for his show and apparently had sex with it on air. Orders for the doll skyrocketed, and the company now sells as many as 300 annually. They start at around $5,000 each. So what's up with these people doing this stuff here? Well, mainstream Christians will just tell you that the devil is eroding the country and leading people into perversion. All right. The other reasons that Christians will say is people are drawn away by their own lust. So they have perfectly good marriages and everything, and then porn is pops up on the computer. They look at it, and then before you know it, they're all into porn, and they've discarded their wives, and they're just looking at porn. All right. Another thing you'll hear from Christians is people lack self-control. This is why this is happening, you know. And the devil is behind all of this, blah, blah, blah. All right. So I'm going to give you my reasons based off of the Word of God and what I understand about male and female nature and what we've been discussing repeatedly through this series on sex and family. But first off, I want to just say that I no longer believe sexual desire is a sin. I had a whole sermon on that called Is Lust a Sin? And lust is basically a desire that is forbidden. So if you have a forbidden desire, it is called a lust. If you have a normal desire, it's just a desire. There's nothing wrong with that. So your desires will only become a lust if they are forbidden. So if you want to have sex with somebody else's wife, that's a lust. That's a forbidden desire because you can't have that woman, that man's wife, because she belongs to him. All right. And then lust in itself is not a sin, but it can lead to sin. So if a man is desiring a woman that is not his wife and she's married to another man, He may want to have sex with her, he may desire her, but if he does not have sex with her, he has not necessarily committed adultery. However, Jesus said that you commit adultery in your heart when you lust after a woman that's not, you're not married to. So it starts in the heart, is what Jesus was saying. And that's what my whole sermon and article was about. All right. So the Catholic Church and religion has taught us that the very desire, the thought in itself is sin. And that's going to get you thrown into hell simply by having a desire and stuff like that. So what I wanted to bring out in that article is that that's not true. All right. So people having desires to have sex, which is the root behind why these people are looking at these pornography sites and buying dolls and stuff like that. It's not a sin for them to have the desire. That's the first thing I want to get out in the open. We've also been told that masturbation is a sin. Well, there's nowhere in scripture that teaches that masturbation is a sin. All right. They don't even speak about it. So it's not a sin. And I also revealed in my series on sexual repression is that the Catholic Church came up with the idea that people who masturbate are sinners and they're going to hell. And people who have sex for pure pleasure are in sin. And people should probably just stay celibate and be single. These are religious ideas. So I just want to get this stuff out the way, that this stuff is not wrong. It's not sin to have a desire. It's not a sin to masturbate. All right. So that means that viewing pornography is not a sin. So if somebody's looking at pornography, they're not going to hell because they see two people having sex on screen and they're aroused by that and they end up masturbating. That's not a sin. All right. So for anybody that thinks that, you got to prove that with scripture, and you can't. All you're going to do is pretty much fall back off of Catholic belief systems and stuff like this. However, I'm not advocating, hey, everybody just go out and masturbate. Everybody look at pornography and get a sex there. I'm not promoting that. But I just want you to understand my view and my stance based off the word of God. Here's the problem with masturbation. Excessively masturbation and porn use is unhealthy and can cause mental to physical sexual performance issues. All right. So I linked to an article in one of my articles about sexual repression and about masturbation and pornography in particular, and how it will damage your brain over time if you are excessively using it. All right. Same thing with masturbation. You can cause a lot of issues if it's excessive. All right. However, to relieve yourself temporarily between access to actual person having sex, is that's not an issue. And once again, God doesn't say anything about it in scripture. So I believe it was a normal thing that people did. It's just that the goal is marriage. The goal is to have somebody that you can have sex with, a partner inside of the marriage covenant. All right. And so that leads me to believe, I also want to mention, yeah, the sex dolls. This guy is essentially masturbating inside of a plastic, metal, and rubber container, basically. All right. He's not committing any sin by doing that. So for people to look at this guy and say, he's weird, he's crazy. Yeah, it's weird because this is not a real person. He's pretending that it is because they want to have sex and they're trying to relieve this sexual thing. So I'm just trying to get that out in the open, that is not, you're not going to hell for this stuff. However, it's unhealthy. All right. Now, a few more things before I actually get into the real reasons. So another issue, yeah, with porn is that young children can blow out their dopamine receptors due to too many hits of dopamine. So they're looking at high arousing images and they're masturbating, and they get to a place where they desensitize themselves to what's erotic. So that's one of the downsides of high internet access to pornography, okay? Which is what we have now today. Back in the day, when I was growing up, it was simply magazines, and you had the internet, but it was so slow that you couldn't really watch videos and you just had pictures. So you didn't have this constant feed of video and just all this stuff being shot at you like that, you know, so it was less damaging back then. My point is that there are downsides to excessive use of masturbation and pornography. And of course, if a man is having sex with an inanimate object and he's appending feelings to it, that could somehow be obviously unhealthy to himself as a person and maybe to society. Who knows? They haven't done the studies yet on men who are in quote-unquote relationships with sex dolls. But while it's weird and crazy to a lot of people and it's not normal, it's not necessarily like this guy's going to hell for that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not promoting it. I'm just trying to get this out here that if you hear about somebody or see somebody doing this stuff, don't judge them and look at them like, you know, I mean, you're just a bad person for doing that. So I just want to be clear. I support family and patriarchy and polygyny. All right. These are your outlets for your sexual desires and needs. That's what I promote. You've been following my series, you know that. Okay. So don't nobody email me talking about I'm promoting sex dolls and viewing pornography and masturbation and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying those who practice that stuff or look at that stuff, they're not necessarily in sin. All right. They're not going to hell for that. All right. So don't get on me about this stuff. All right. Now, here's the real reasons why I believe porn and sex dolls are a big thing now, specifically in this country, because a lot of other countries still have traditional relationships and they're not involved in this type of behavior. Number one here is the religion says that you can't have sex until marriage. Well, God says so and the Bible says so. And people aren't getting married early enough. And so they're getting married late. And so they got to wait for 10, 20 years before they find a spouse. And in that meantime, they can't have actual sex because that's fornication. So they end up looking at pornography. This is what they're doing. They want to have sex. Continuing on, here's another reason why people are looking at pornography. They can't get a real woman. People don't want to really look at pornography. It's simply these guys, they don't have access to women. They may, you know, they may not fit the criteria that women are looking for. And because of that, women are shutting them down and they can't get access to them. So therefore, they end up looking at pornography. They're undesirable to women. So instead of fixing themselves and being better people, they just look at pornography as a substitute. All right. Another thing is sexual repression leads to pornography use. We talked about how if you repress somebody so much and tell them that they can't masturbate, they can't touch themselves, they can't have sex, and it closes them and locks them down to the point that they just explode. And then they may still feel guilty about fornication, but they'll say, well, pornography, you know, I can kind of do that. And so they end up focusing on pornography because they've been sexually repressed. All right. All right. So back to people getting married at a later age. They should be getting married at a younger age. All right. Females start menstruating, I'm assuming around 12 years old or even younger than that. And males start producing semen around the same age, right? The bottom line is if your body is producing these things, girls are producing eggs and boys are producing semen. A few years after that, they should probably be getting married and having sex around that age. I don't believe God designed people to wait till 30 years old to have sex or 25 years old to have sex. You see what's happening in society. People are having sex at 14, 15, 16 anyway, but it's outside of marriage. I believe God set it up to where if you're in a stable society that's ran by Him, your children are getting married at a younger age to where they can have sex. They don't have this long period where they're just waiting and they're horny and they either end up committing fornication or they started excessively masturbating or they find pornography. So I believe there's a window between them first developing, you know, like girls start developing eggs and then boys start developing semen, that this is a time period, maybe 1 to 3 years, where they should learn and understand and master their sexual function. So boys begin to learn semen retention and self-control. Don't masturbate all the time. You know, have an elder teach them, like, look, don't do that all the time, but relieve yourself every now and then, but maintain control. They can also learn semen retention, where you can have sex without ejaculating. You know, you retain your semen. The same thing with masturbation. You can masturbate but not ejaculate. This is a exercise that strengthens the man to be better in bed with his wife. And so in the years before the boy gets married, he can learn this. And I think in ancient cultures, they already knew this stuff. They already knew semen retention. And if anybody's interested in semen retention, just look it up online. YouTube, it is there. But I don't think men and women were designed to have sex at a later age, that they should be having sex earlier within the confines of marriage. And so because they can't get married, they're left for 10 years fiending and horny. and end up looking at pornography or fornicate. I would say that marriages should be 14 to 16 earliest for females, 16 to 18 latest for males. That's what I see in a mature, healthy society. That's what I would see happening. And that eliminates years and years of going without having sexual intercourse. We live in a backward society, all right? So let me get off of that. The next thing here is the reason why people are looking at pornography, the real reasons, is that wives are refusing to have sex with their husbands. I've talked about this in the Sex is Marriage sermon. Wives ain't doing it to their husbands. So the husband is saying, look, I want to have sex. I have a desire to have sex. He's going to look at pornography because he can't step out the marriage. He has to be monogamous. And then his own wife that's supposed to be there to be serving him. We talked about the good wife and what her duties are. She's not even giving him any sex. So he goes to a place where he watches other people have sex. You see how pathetic that is? The woman that was assigned to him to give him sexual pleasure and sexual release is not even doing her job. So that's a reason why a man is looking at porn, all right? A husband that's looking at porn. Wives are not having sex with their husband. Another thing is the husband has lost attraction for his wife because the wife has refused to maintain her appearance. So she had, early in the marriage, she might have been sexually attracted, but she got fat. She cut her hair off. And now he just doesn't find her sexually attractive. He's not aroused by her. He can't have sex with somebody he's not aroused by. And so he turns to porn where he sees young, attractive, sexy women. He uses that as a way of exciting himself and then to relieve himself sexually that way. Okay? Once again, I'm not promoting this, but I'm just telling you the real reasons. Because when I read these statistics, these Christian people will say it's the devil trying to pull people out and these men are just lust-filled dogs. No, these men have wives that won't have sex with them. These men have wives that are terribly unattractive. Okay? That's why. And here's another thing. I've heard that married couples use porn to spice up things in the marriage. But when you think about that, that says that they don't have a strong sexual desire for each other. Why is it that you got to go outside, you got to look at videos of other people having sex in order to get aroused? You see, the real reason why married people are looking at pornography is because they don't have sexual desire for each other. They don't have this sexual desire for their spouses. It's simple as that, okay? People are marrying without sexual desire for each other. They're getting married for financial reasons, religious reasons. And that sexual desire part is just not there. Or like I said, the woman got fat, she got unattractive. Or like I said, the wife is not attracted to the husband, and so she won't give him sex. Right? So people are visiting porn sites because they're starved for meaningful sex in their relationships. God created marriage for the purposes of fulfilling that part of each other, you know? And it's just not being fulfilled. They're starving, okay? It's like a hungry person sitting outside of a restaurant and watching people in the window eat. That's what people are doing when they look at pornography. They visit pornography because they don't have access to sex that they want to have. They're not fulfilled. Yet God created marriage for the purposes of you having sexual fulfillment, you know? Sex is a biological need on par with needing water and food, which is why everybody's sex crazed because they're starving sexually. And the reason why is because people don't like each other. Men and women don't like each other. Satan, through gynocentric programming and feminism, has perverted the roles of men and women. And they don't like each other. Men aren't sexually desirable to women, and women aren't sexually desirable to men. All right? Men aren't that masculine anymore. Therefore, women are not attracted to them. Women are not that feminine anymore. Therefore, the men are not that attracted to them. This is what's going on in relationships. So therefore, people begin to go online and pull up sites and look at stuff and fantasize and look at performances, because a lot of porn is just performance. It's a lot of stuff you can't even do yourself. But they get aroused by that. They get inside of that because that's what they want in their own home. That's what they want in their own marriage, but they don't have access to it. These women who don't want to have sex with their husbands simply don't find them sexually desirable. Otherwise, she would open up to them, but she don't. because she don't like him. And same with the man. If a man don't want to have sex with his wife because he don't desire her sexually. It's simple as that. All right, so let's stop saying porn is this big bad wolf that's came to tear up marriages. No, it's not tearing up marriages. People are visiting porn because their marriages are already messed up. So sex dolls and porn are simply a sedation. It's a band-aid to a bleeding gun wound, all right? The sad state of a society of a people who dislike each other or what they have become, really. And so today, men have become feminine. They don't have the masculine qualities that make a woman sexually attracted to them. They may be financially set. They may be decent looking, but they lack some things. And that is why the woman is not attracted to them. And vice versa. The women have given up. Feminism told women don't do anything for the express pleasure of a man. So this girl will cut her hair off. She will get fat. She will be bossy and disrespectful. That man is not going to be sexually attracted to her. And yet she's saying, why won't my husband have sex with me? Because he don't like you and you're unattractive. And men, you say, my wife won't have sex with me. Well, because it's because you've been programmed to be not so manly or effeminate in some cases, and she doesn't find that attractive. But like I said, that's why I keep telling men, I was like, you know, you got to become more masculine. You got to get out of the lies that feminism has taught you. You know, because you're not going to be attracted to women. You know, your wife is not going to like you if you're acting like that. Even though she may complain that you are giving her rules and stuff like that, it's better to be dominant and lead and be a man than to kowtow to a woman, follow a woman, let her run all over you because she's not going to be attracted to you. She may want that, but at the end of the day, she won't have any respect for you and she will not be sexually attracted to you. So a lot of men today, they get married, they do everything they think they're supposed to do for a woman. And he does all of this stuff, and all a woman does is take it. She feels good about herself. It boosts her ego. She becomes entitled. But at the end of the day, she loses respect for the man, and she has no desire for him because she sees him as something that is following her rather than leading her. Women need to be led. They need to be dominated and led. Okay? And that's what sexually turns them on. That's what they want. Even though they will say something else. So don't listen to women. Look at what they do. As youngsters growing up as men, we would see girls who were with some guy who was just dominant. But she would tell you, what do you want in a man? I want a nice guy that treats me well, buys me flowers, does this, you know, and he don't really tell me what to do too much and stuff like that. If you listen to what a woman tells you she wants in a man, you're not going to be happy with the results because she's talking out of her dual nature. Okay. And that nature is telling you to be something that is not attracted to her, but will allow her to control you. All right. You got to look at what they do. Who are the men that these women actually follow and submit to and have a sexual desire for? He's probably masculine. He's probably charismatic. He probably got strong body, and he don't take no mess from her, and he completely dominates her. That's what's sexually attractive to women. So men, you complain about your wife not having sex with you, and then you look at porn. Well, change your ways, okay? And women, you mad because your husband don't want to have sex with you? Change your ways. Stop listening to this feminist BS and grow your hair back out and get back in shape. But this is the reason why people are looking at pornography. Their marriages are destroyed, or they're single and they can't get married. This is the real reason. So let's stop hating on people for looking at this. It's simply a sad state of our society. People are going online to watch other people have sex. That's sad. It's sad. Why are you going online to look at somebody else have sex? That's sad. And it's not that many people in pornography. I was watching an interview by a guy who was in the porn industry, and he was talking about how it's kind of just a small handful of people. I think he said about, as far as male performers, it was like a couple thousand. And then, of course, the girls kind of just rotate through there. But for the most part, it's a small industry of people. And so everybody, the rest of society, at least in America, are looking at a small group of people have sex with each other on camera while they could be having sex, that same kind of sex, in their homes. But because of the way Satan has set up society, and perverted the roles and the gender roles of men and women. Men and women don't like each other. They don't find each other sexually attractive, and they end up not wanting to have sex with each other, and therefore they look at pornography as a substitute or buy dolls. You know, as the men said, they don't like the women. The women are bossy. They're hard to work with. As he said, forget women. We're just going to have sex with a doll. You can't blame these men for doing that, for choosing that. Okay? You can say they're weird or whatever, but at the end of the day, I understand them. I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying it's healthy. But, you know, it's what it is. This is what society has led people to be. You know, so as a child of God, if you claim to be a child of God, you know, my hope is that we all come together and create a society amongst ourselves where we have healthy relationships, where we have people who actually have sexual desire for each other in a marital relationship, where we don't have to go out and look at pornography. The solution is, as a man, being completely 100% masculine, and then women becoming completely 100% feminine. And that will bring back the sexual desire between the two, the male and the female. All right. So the solution is this. Look, we got to repent of sin. We got to repent of the sin we've been practicing, of operating in a way that's outside of the bounds of God. Okay. We've been lied to about our roles. I've been talking about this before. Gynocentrism and feminism is lied to men and women. We believe those lies. And so we have to come out of the deception, right? Got to get right with God, and then men and women will have genuine desire for each other, and porn would be something that's useless. Nobody would look at it. Why would I go online and look up some sexy young girl when I got one sitting right next to me who has genuine sexual desire for me? I wouldn't do it. No man would do it. No woman would do it. Why? It would be pointless. Well, what are we doing going online looking at other people for when we got somebody at home? All right. And my hope and wish is that the people of God stand out. Like I said, I want to see the church in its full maturity. I want to see it growing, and I want to see it in its light, to where people can look at us and say, you know what? They have genuine sexual desire for each other. Their relationships are sound. Their children are on point. The men and women love each other. They're both attractive. They keep themselves together. They stay in shape. They have genuine sexual desire for each other, and they get it on. You know, and they love each other. And they don't look at porn because who cares about that? They don't buy sex dolls because nobody needs them. Nobody wants that. You know? So that's all I got for you today. You know, I had to discuss this because this is just a revelation of a problem that's deeper. And I've seen these Christian churches, they never really deal with the root problem. They just say you need to stop looking at porn, and they'll create some kind of program to stop you from looking at porn. And I went through a program like that long ago when I thought I had an issue. And this is when I used to go to church. And so after this, the talk coming after this, we'll talk about how to overcome pornography addiction. All right. And I'll discuss that in my next talk. But this is the reason why this is happening. Yeah. The solution is not sex dolls and pornography. The solution is legitimate relationships that where both people desire each other. And so just fixing the family, and you'll fix this problem. You won't have this issue where everybody's going online to watch somebody else have sex. So until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.